This is Foresight. A program on how to worship Allah. Today's tip, what is the result of negligence in prayer and in taking prayer lightly? Now, dear listeners, the result of negligence in prayer. Negligence, or ghifla, of prayer means curtailing the establishment of a relationship with the Creator of the universe, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this has very painful consequences, both in this world and in the hereafter. Now, in the hereafter, the inhabitants of heaven will ask the dwellers of hell, what made you inhabit the hellfire? And so we find one of the answers of these dwellers of hell. It is found in the Holy Quran, Surah Al-Mudathir, which is chapter 74, verse number 43, where these dwellers of hell say, we were not among those who prayed. And dear friends, in another place, the Holy Quran, the word of Allah, addresses those who are careless and heedless of their prayers, sometimes performing it and at other times not performing it. In Surah Al-Ma'un, which is chapter 107, verse 4 and 5, we find that it says, woe to them who pray, those who are heedless of their prayers. Now we invite you to listen to Brother Hassanain Rajabali.
You know, one of the best things that Islam has that no other religion has been able to maintain is prayer. Muslims are the most prayerful people in the world. If you travel the world today, you will find that in any public place where prayer is allowed, you will find 95%, if not more, is occupied by Muslims. Why is that? It's because God has enjoined upon us five daily prayers. Aqim as-salat, God says, uphold prayer. And prayer has been strategically placed in our period of 24 hours to ensure that mankind is constantly managed in not to go astray. And the Quran states, inna salata tanha anil fahshai wal munkar. Indeed, prayer keeps you away from wrongdoing and evil. Wala dhikrullahi akbar. And it is a great remembrance. Prayer implies a reenactment, a refreshing of one's purpose in life. And submitting to God is proof precisely for that. And you find that God has enjoined the five daily prayers with strict regulations on how it should be done.
IRIB English Radio. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir. La ilaha illallah.
Welcome back, dear listeners. We were talking about the effects of negligence of prayer. Now, the noble, esteemed, and glorious Quran addresses those who are careless and heedless of their prayers, sometimes performing them and sometimes not performing them. It says, "Woe to them who pray, those who are heedless of their prayers." So this a very stark warning to those who are heedless, negligent of their prayers. We find that the Messenger of Allah, the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him, has said, "He who consciously neglects prayer has become an infidel." Again, some very, very strong words from the Messenger of Allah, talking about those people who consciously, willfully neglect their prayers. And one more tradition, which can be found in Nahj al-Fasaha, statement number 1098, the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household, has said that which lies between faith and disbelief is the negligence of prayer.
In the name of Allah, assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters. Welcome to this segment of Foresight coming to you from IRIB English Radio. My name is Muhammad, and today I would like to read to you the English translation of an excerpt from Munajatu Shakirin, The Whispered Prayer of the Thankful. Please stay with me. My God, the uninterrupted flow of your graciousness has distracted me from thanking you. The flood of your bounty has rendered me incapable of counting your praises. The succession of your kind acts has diverted me from mentioning you in laudation. The continuous rush of your benefits has thwarted me from spreading the news of your gentle favors. This is the station of him who confesses to the lavishness of favors, meets them with shortcomings, and witnesses to his own disregard and negligence. You are the clement, the compassionate, the good, the generous, who does not disappoint those who aim for him, nor cast out from his courtyard those who expect from him. In your yard are put down the saddlebags of the hopeful, and in your plain stand the hopes of the help seekers. So meet not our hopes by disappointing and disheartening, and clothe us not in the shirt of despair and despondency. Thank you.
Welcome back, dear listeners. This is Foresight on IRIB English Radio. And so, of course, we are all good Muslims. We don't purposely and consciously neglect our prayers. We don't willfully cast our prayers aside, you know, but perhaps sometimes we take our prayers lightly. So now, talking about taking our prayers lightly, giving value to prayers is a sign of faith in Allah, and heedlessness is caused by the weakness of love and the loss of interest in spiritual matters. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the first divinely appointed imam, says, "Verily, the worst of thieves among people is he who steals his prayer." This quote can be found in Bihar al-Anwar, volume 84, page 242. And again in Bihar al-Anwar, volume 84, page 284, we find that Imam Ali alayhi salam, the commander of the faithful, Amir al-Mu'mineen, the most perfect disciple of the Holy Prophet, says, "Those who treat prayer lightly are like women who abort their children. They can neither be called as having children nor having children." And before our next break, we have two more quotes from Wasail Ash-Shia, volume number 3, page number 19. The Imam alayhi salam says, "He who treats prayer lightly and ruins it will also ruin his other affairs." And finally, the Prophet of Islam, Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him, says, "He who spoils his prayer shall be with Qarun and Haman on the day of resurrection. Woe unto him who does not take care of his prayer." لبيت لك لبيك الحمد لك والملك يا. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Foresight. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. Until another episode and another great tip, fi aman Allah, and God bless you all. لبيك إن الحمد لله الله وحده لا شريك له سبحانه فأعظم والملك لا شريك له لبيك إن الحمد لك والعز له I'm